Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on Eclipse Saturday. As we get ready for the big event on Monday, I will be a roving reporter as part of our team on Monday, so be sure to tune in to News Radio all day long as we walk you through the eclipse. And lots to learn about with the eclipse, and we'll be speaking with Bill from Eden in a little bit. But our guest in studio is Mike Masterangelo from Master Appliance Repair. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Great. We had such a great response from your first visit. We're glad to have you back again.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, there's so many things that to talk about with appliances, but we want to talk about safety. We want to talk about problem appliances, and I understand from little research I've done that the biggest appliance for repair problems is the refrigerator.
Absolutely, 100% correct.
Yeah, and the surveys that Consumer Reports have done say that most people complain about problems with the ice dispenser.
I would agree with that as well.
Followed by the ice maker won't make ice, followed by the buildup of ice in the fridge. That's a common one too, right?
It sure is.
They don't empty it out and it just kind of cakes up in there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Shut it right down.
And that one you can pretty much fix yourself, right?
For the most part, you do a little defrost every so often. Empty the tray out and then defrost. Leave the door open for a little bit. It'll fix itself.
With the advent of computers mixed into appliances, I think life's gotten more complicated for homeowners and for you, I'm sure, in the repair side of it. Because a lot of times, I know that we had a bad problem with the refrigerator. It talked about a factory reset, and you had to unplug it, and then you had to do this, and you had to do that. And then, you waited so long and plugged it back in. What's with all that? Is that computer has to be reset within the appliance?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. Nowadays you can even plug in. You have to plug in sometimes a USB. You can do things through your phone. It's really gotten pretty technologically advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be challenging for you when you go on the repair side of it.
Well, there's good and bad with that for me because it helps. There are some diagnostics
okay.
built
there you
in.
Go. Yeah.
That in some cases are pretty accurate,
mm-hmm.
but control boards and computers and things like that are quite expensive.
Yeah.
Everything runs through them, all the components. So
another wear and tear common appliance that breaks down a lot is the dishwasher. And the biggest complaint, of course, is that it doesn't clean the dishes properly. What's usually the cause of that?
Mostly probably build up and just over time.
Because there's a disposal or some kind of mechanism like a disposal built into the dishwasher.
Depends on the brand, depends mm-hmm. on the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Some have it, some don't. There are products out there you can run every once in a while in the machine to clean out what you can't see, all mm-hmm. the crud buildup in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be what I would recommend to start with.
Washing machines, biggest complaint, the appearance of mold on front loaders.
Most of my customers that have front loaders now, when they have to repurchase, most of them are going back to top loaders.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because of mold, they don't feel they wash as well.
Now, we have a front loader, Maytag. We have a problem with it. I think I told you about it. And it involves, it's only 2 years old now. And when it was 1 year old, this happened where the computer broke down on some kind of pre-programmed wash cycles that you could use.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has worked around it with using the manual settings.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't fixed it.
Yeah, and that would be, a computer expense, mm-hmm. a control board expense, which is, they can be expensive,
mm-hmm.
no doubt.
So what's with dryers eating socks?
You'd be amazed when I open up a dryer what I find, not just socks, coins.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. They just find their way.
They go into the rubber gasket,
right? Yeah, they'll come around either there's a felt felt ring or a rubber gasket, and they find their way.
Okay. Dryers, the biggest complaint, dryers aren't drying. And maybe if it's a gas dryer, that could be the lint trap.
More than likely, yes. Yeah. Always, first thing, always check the vent.
Mm-hmm.
Always check the venting and the lint trap and all of that first.
And the biggest problem or the concern with that, of course, is carbon monoxide contamination. Absolutely. If you have a clogged dryer vent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a cause for a fire hazard, too.
Absolutely. I've seen it too many times.
And I think that's a common thing where it's out of sight. So you guys listening have to pay attention to this part of the show because this could save you from a house fire or, of course, a carbon monoxide contamination. What do you advise?
Well, particularly if you're, you know, particularly if your vent, if you have a first floor laundry or even now the new builds, a lot of the second floor laundries, the venting can go so many different directions and so many turns and so forth. You really need to get a professional in there to clean that. I would recommend yearly at the very least.
You know, we talked about this the last time you were on, that there really aren't any codes right. when it comes to the installation of a dryer vent. You know, like we're talking about, the length of the line, the amount of turns. I don't know of any kind of, codification of how that should be done.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And the dryer themselves are not designed to blow, you know, the exhaust that far.
It's interesting to me because furnaces have a connection to the configuration of the vent line,
mm-hmm.
meaning that if it has to be convoluted, turns have to be factored in, the size of the pipe would be have to be then enlarged. That, you know, really should exist for dryers, too.
It should, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
All right. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning in the 716. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616. WBN. And then there's that Orchard Park text board from Volkswagen, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. You can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. And when you're on the web, check out cortese.net. Everything we do is there, including our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, and of course, come home to Cortese cooking classes. And we just had our April class, and our next class is coming up in May, and we are traveling to Emilia-Romagna, one of my favorite parts of Italy. That's where Parmigiano Reggiano comes from. Emilia-Romagna class is May the 6th, and if you'd like to register for that, go to cortese.net. We'll be making classic antipasto. We'll be tasting Parmigiano with cured meats, with balsamic tasting as well, May the 6th. At 6 p.m., get there about 15 minutes early. Of course, it's at our Come Home to Cortese showroom, 9074 Main Street in Clarence, and we're about 2 miles east of Transit Road. Again, register online at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese, and before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN is your official station for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Listen for updates and download our free Odyssey app and favorite WBEN to listen anytime.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasin from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Gary's got it, come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
Hurry in to Gary Pool's season kickoff sale. Gary's got the best prices of the season. This is our biggest Carvin Pools sale. Buy now and get a free Hayward Aquabug automatic pool cleaner and get your new pool in time for the summer. Looking to rest, relax, and rejuvenate in your backyard with a new jacuzzi hot tub? Gary's is stacking savings on top of savings. Save up to $1,500 on select models and get a free upgrade to Smart Tub. Or you can buy now and get 0% financing for 48 months. You better hurry in now to Gary's. These deals will not last. Gary's season kickoff sale going on now at all three of our locations, Amherst, Clarence, and Cheektowaga. Gary's got it. Come and get it.
For your backyard and patio. Gary's got it. Come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
Stuck with one-size-fits-all insurance coverage? Not if you have AAA insurance. Yes, AAA insurance. As an insurance agency, we work with multiple trusted carriers to find the perfect fit for your unique needs and budget. And our local agents are not salespeople. They're dependable neighbors who understand our community and work to understand you, your family, and your concerns. Don't settle for the ordinary. Choose extraordinary with an insurance agency that gets you. Call 716-320-1629 for a quote from AAA Insurance today.
Important to know, generators are sold by many dealers. However, get ready for this, folks, they don't maintain or service them. But guess what? TRS does. That's right. The deal is TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence proudly and confidently offers generator maintenance for only $125 plus tax. You heard me right. That's just for you folks as Hammer Time listeners. $125 plus tax. They perform the essential checklist and more. They remove and replace the engine oil, the oil filter, the air filter, the spark plugs. They check the battery, the charger, the timer, and the transfer switch. Don't be left in the dark. Let TRS give you peace of mind. Call them, my friends at TRS, today for your Hammer Time special. Generator maintenance, TRS powering. Today, comforting today, TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC electrical and excellence. TRS 716-825-9911. That's 825-9911. Ask for the Hammer Time $125 generator tune-up special right now.
It's Chris Parker here. We know you love talking about Buffalo sports year-round, but we also know we can't lose sight of what's most important, our health. We're the men of WGR, and we've all been touched by cancer in some way. You've been hearing us talk about why you need cancer screenings, and we've been sharing stories to convince you to just do it. We're lucky to have one of the leading cancer centers in our backyard, so we've partnered with Roswell Park to help our community diagnose cancers earlier. Learn more at roswellpark.org/WGR.
Attention all business rock stars. Are you tired of your advertising hitting snooze when it should be hitting the jackpot? Well, get ready to turn up the volume with Odyssey. Hey there, business mavens. If you want to go from meh to heck yeah with your advertising, Odyssey is your golden ticket. Picture this. You with a direct line to your dream customers thanks to the marketing team at Odyssey. Call Odyssey at 716-843-0600 today.
Odyssey team, help me out. I need to spice up my ads and reach the right crowd.
Boom. Say no more. Odyssey is not just a sidekick. We're your marketing superhero, here to save the day.
We've got the number one sports podcast content and exclusive partnerships with all the coolest online spaces. Your ads won't just be heard, they'll be high-fived. Don't let your advertising be a wallflower at the party. Join the Odyssey Fiesta, where success meets celebration. So what are you waiting for? Grab your cape and call your Odyssey rep at 716-843-0600 today. Odyssey, because your business deserves a standing ovation.
Well, it's springtime in Western New York, and it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right. Protect your investment. Transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no worry. Just a quick cleanup, and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate, and they offer you unbeatable durability, and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Gorilla Garage Gear for your basement, for your garage floor, for your garage door, for your garage storage cabinetry. One-stop shop. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Go with the
Watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30. This Sunday, however, we are moved. We are shifted to 9:30. So this Sunday only, 9:30 on Channel 2. Watch Phil, Nick, and Michelle. Watch all of our Hammer Time partners. And a television version of this radio program. That's right. We take questions on Hammer Time TV. It's called Viewer Mail. You send your questions in, you call our hotline number, and we answer your home improvement questions on television, just like we do here each and every Saturday morning on WBEN. As I mentioned, I'm going to be part of the roving reporter team on Monday with reporting to you from Clarence, as we're pretty much online with the path of totality. And our friend Bill from Eden is on the line to give us some tips on what's coming up on Monday. Bill, thanks for all your research on the eclipse.
You're welcome, Dominic. It's always good to hear you on Hammer Time Radio and to see you on Hammer Time TV.
Well, thank you. Now, in the minute we have with you, tell us what we should do to get ready.
Okay, so we're all excited about the eclipse, and I heard Tom Puckett with his excellent broadcast last night, and it's coming up again, too. There's a tweet from WBEN that even mentions that. And I put together an extensive collection, a labor of love, of links. And I'll tell you how to get there. I'll give you some highlights, and then I'll tell you how to get there again. So, how to get there. If you just write down the words blink once, and then if you put a dot between the B and the L, and a forward slash between the K and the O, it looks like B.LINK/ONCE. And that'll take you to my collection. And you click on the eclipse link there, and here's just some highlights. There's an app that will speak in real time short phrases to let you know when the different eclipse events happen. So even if you have people in different parts of the country that can't hear WBEN, the app can tell them.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interactive map that'll show you specific data about, like, Bailey's beads imaging and lunar limb corrections, anything fancy like that, even just the path of totality. And you've seen this, Dominic, I showed you, so it's a cool map.
It's pretty impressive.
There are animations compiled from many places that show in one movie the path of totality and what the sun and the moon will look like during the eclipse.
Awesome.
There's YouTube videos, several different kind of wonderful YouTube videos. There's links to other link collections. There's an excellent ebook written by Dr. Gordon Telepin, who is the guy that made the solar eclipse timer app.
Okay.
And there's Where to Look in the Sky. You can see Venus and Jupiter. I hope we will have the clear skies. There's an eclipse simulator there. There's even, like, diagrams of Buffalo's ballpark and the stadium that'll show you, like, if you're there, which way you're supposed to look. Of course, they'll tell you, but you can know in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The AAA has safe driving tips for eclipse day, and there are tips for both amateur and professional photographers, as well as 11 other useful iPhone apps, and my most recent addition is about cloud cover. There's some cloud cover apps and some cloud cover websites.
All right. So give us the link again.
Okay, just two quick ways here. If you go to the WBEN Twitter feed and you see their tweet today about the cloud cover, it looks like a picture of the country with weather map on it. There's a comment underneath that which shows you everything that I've talked about just here. And the way to get there, again, if you write the words blink once down and you put the dot between the B and the L and the forward slash between the K and the O, it looks like B.LINK/ONCE. And there you'll be able to see everything. And hopefully you have a great experience.
Okay, Bill. Again, thanks for your research and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning as we entertain your appliance repair questions as we go to Buffalo now and say, good morning, Jesse. You're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Good, dear.
Listen, I'll tell you a weird story. I have a GE washing machine, and I'm a widow, so I've been kind of the jack of all trades now since my husband passed away. And I was up in the middle of the night. It was about 3 a.m., and I heard something go on in the basement, and I have a sump pump down here, and it had never gone on before, so I thought, well, perhaps it was that. And I came down here, and it wasn't the sump pump. It was the washing machine. The washing machine turned on, and it was in a drain cycle stuck in that, and there were no lights on the indicator panel to indicate that this had even any electricity going to it.
Hmm.
It was bizarre. And I do a lot of stuff, looking up stuff, how to fix stuff on YouTube. It's like, you know, your best friend. And I had read other people, I had seen where other people were talking about the same thing happening with this particular appliance. And because I've had to troubleshoot it a lot of times.
I know what it is.
Through the diagnostics. What is it?
Ghosts.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I said maybe my late husband is trying to tell me, hi, I'm visiting and torturing me, because since he died, everything, I'm telling you, went south in triplicates.
Yeah. Any comments on that, Mike?
Yeah, that sounds like the machine somehow, probably through the control board, went into flood mode, it's called.
Oh.
Flood mode will run for 5 or 10 minutes, depending on the machine, to pump out. It thinks there's water somehow in the machine, and it's trying to pump it out.
Really?
Yeah.
That could do damage then.
Well, it's designed to shut off on its own. It probably would. I don't know how she got it to turn off, but it should shut off on its own.
What'd you do with that, Jess?
Well, honestly, I ended up unplugging it and thought, well, maybe that would reset the computer. And I screwed around with it for a while and that. And then I just let it sit for several hours. Mm-hmm. That's been kind of a magic pill for me with different things that have gone on and given it, plenty
of... Well, all of the appliance... resetting features include that comment that you should let it sit for a while.
Yeah, you absolutely should let it sit for a little while.
Yeah, so then what happened?
Well, I did, and then I tried to run it through diagnostics, and then I just got so frustrated I started to screw around with the dials, and, I kind of like just, and then I just let it sit, and then finally I just plugged it in the next day, and it was all done. It turned back on. It was in the correct mode.
It got rid of its demons.
Honestly, yeah, but, there was no indicator light. If it was in this flood mode, as you say, there was no indicator light to even indicate that power was going on. None of the lights were lit.
Could that have been affected, Mike, by a power surge and/or a trip breaker or a trip TFI?
Just even a quick power surge, where, you see your lights flicker real quick or something. That has more damage and more issues than a full-blown power failure where the power's
really?
Out for a few hours.
Just a little bit of a trip.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is that outlet on a ground fault, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did that pop too?
No, and nothing in the breaker panel, none of those trips. So there wasn't anything there wasn't a power surge significant enough to trip anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess let's see if it happens again, and then you can give Mike a call for backup.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I keep it unplugged.
Yeah.
And short of going and buying a new one, because honestly, the appliances, everything is such garbage that it's manufactured anymore.
We're going to talk about that after the bottom of the hour, the planned obsolescence issues with appliance today, which is, Mike can tell you that basically everything is coming down to having a limited lifespan.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
It's a real shame. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, because I honestly, I'm pushing 70, and I remember when you would go in a shoe store and they'd measure your foot and bring you the shoe and try it on, and when you got service and things were made to last and repairmen existed who you could take an appliance and get it fixed, you didn't throw it out. And
yep.
I have to laugh with this green con job going on because they claim that they're doing more for the environment. We did more for the environment when I was a kid, when everything was in paper bags or wax paper. It was in wax paper, right?
That's very well said, Jesse.
Glass bottles,
yep.
and you took them back to the store. The milk bottles were taken back. Everything was recycled.
You're absolutely right.
Then.
You're absolutely right. That's a very good observation. Well, thank you for that, and appreciate your calling in. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more with Mike from Master Appliance Repair right after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. We are preparing for the eclipse 2 days from now. Today, NASA activities continue at the Buffalo Museum of Science. Tomorrow, there will be a presentation and interview session with Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen. Later in the day, NASA's Kevin Tchaikovsky will give a presentation as well. WBEN will air a one-hour special. Total information on the total solar eclipse tonight at 6. We'll have a replay tomorrow at noon on WBEN. A Buffalo man is charged with kidnapping after an attack of a 26-year-old Cheektowaga woman last month.
Shortly after midnight, around 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, the 26-year-old woman had been out for several hours at a number of establishments in downtown Buffalo. She got into her car and she was apparently followed by this man all the way from downtown Buffalo to her home in Cheektowaga.
Acting Erie County DA Michael Caine says 24-year-old Abel Gebrehawaria pushed the female victim into his SUV, but didn't make it farther than a few blocks as the victim steered the vehicle off the road and onto a curb, allowing her to escape. Governor Hochul reports no damage in New York following an earthquake centered in New Jersey, 45 minutes away from New York City.
We cannot plan for this. There's no early warnings. There's no weather service that can tell you an earthquake is imminent, and that's why everybody was caught off guard. But fortunately, here in the state of New York, we are masters of disasters. We know how to handle this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Attention, anyone who has allergies, asthma, or respiratory ailments. Well, you are aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every day. These are mostly invisible, of course, and they're microscopic irritants, and they're feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces. And all of these detestable, unhealthy allergens are lurking deep down in your ductwork system. What to do? Well, have my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over to your house. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork. They will insert the patented column duct cleaning head, and with the power of a generator that is used to blast your driveway apart, they will clean out all of that detestable stuff and suck it out with negative pressure, leaving you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, well said, of course. Yeah, people miss the fact that where all the dust comes from, and it's us, you know. They're like, oh, I got two cats, I got dogs, I got to clean. No. How about all the construction debris and the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good time to talk about, you mentioned the technology, and it's a giant compressor. Our compressor will drive two jackhammers that will break up the concrete in the driveway versus the industry standard uses one that would drive nail guns or blow up tires, about 1/10 to 1/15 the power. That's why you don't get in the corners tops. And, you know, we get 95% of the contamination out of ductwork versus 40% to 50%. And on that note, the medical grade air purifiers by Healthway are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, 40 times more efficient because they get down to 0.007 microns versus 0.3 microns.
Hmm. And, of course, the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts, which we want to include the amazing April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, of course, the medical-grade air purifier. What are the specials this week?
Okay, so let's...
We'll call them the Eclipse specials.
The Eclipse specials, right, versus the Resurrection specials from last week. We're going backwards on the high-capacity dehumidifier, which you get ready for some water to run, you know, hopefully not on Monday. And that will still be $300 off. The 1,200-square-foot portable by Healthway is $350 off. And the Healthway Super V that connects to your furnace and does the whole house is still $500 off. But the duct cleaning... here you go, is $160 off.
Wow. Remarkable pricing, and only you benefit from being a Hammer Time listener. Give Peter a call, 716-683-3000, and then now we're adding Peter's extension, 303. That brings you right to Peter's desk, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals for every breath you take.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Thinking of buying a home? Don't forget about the heart of the house, your fireplace. Trust AAA Timberline. If that new home has a fireplace, they are the experts. Not all inspections cover the fireplace, and overlooking it can cost you thousands. That's where AAA Timberline comes in. Now, I've trusted Jeff and the guys at AAA Timberline with my home and fireplace for years for a thorough inspection, and I mean thorough, that goes beyond the basics. Trust AAA Timberline. Their experts make sure your fireplace isn't just cozy, but safe and reliable year-round. We all know what the Buffalo weather puts our homes through. especially in these winter months, with the investment a new home needs. Don't gamble with a potential $10,000 fix after you close. Call AAA Timberline today. Schedule your fireplace inspection, because when it comes to your home, safe is the only option. Call AAA Timberline at 716-455-2897 or AAATimberline.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We are moving now.
Electric bikes are everywhere. They are quiet and very fast. Teens ride them on the roads, in bike lanes, but also in places they should not be, like sidewalks and parks.
Look out!
When you ride, wear a helmet. Don't speed. Watch out for pedestrians and cars. New York State and your community have specific rules for electric bikes. Follow them. Go to trafficsafety.ny.gov for more info. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for you here in Western New York? Well, those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three Lenco locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, Kenmore, or easier than that, hop online, Lenco.supplies. You heard me right, Lenco.supplies. You'll get more information on the Anderson 400 series windows. Yeah, those in the know, go Lenco.
Stop. Hammer time.
1039 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic and my guest in studio, Mike Masterangelo from Master Appliance Repair. We're taking your appliance repair questions at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our next stop is Wheatfield. Mike, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning. I've read that you can have explosive hydrogen gas buildup in your hot water tank and also the dishwasher if they're not used for over 2 weeks. General Electric put out a warning about the dishwasher. Can you have any comments on that?
That is definitely a possibility. It's very rare. It's not something, truthfully, in this area that I have dealt with, but it is something that is out there that could happen. I don't have any experience with anybody having that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Does hydrogen gas come from the hot water heater to the dishwasher?
Yes, it comes in through the water lines, actually, is what my understanding is on it.
Hydrogen gas in water.
Yeah, through the water line, through the hot water lines.
They said when you return from a vacation, you should open all your, don't light a match or anything, or turn a switch on, but
I don't know. Seems a little
it's not something that I've had to deal with in this area.
Well, you haven't heard anything like that, have you?
Nothing that I've dealt with.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. As we mentioned before the news break, the whole idea here, how many times do you go into a house and say, can't fix it, throw it out?
A lot more than ever. as our previous caller said before, you know, these 20 and 30 year appliances, they just don't exist anymore. A lot more plastics in them, a lot more electronics. It becomes a matter of do you dispose of it or do you fix it? Is it worth fixing? What cost versus new? So it's happening a lot more. I do a lot more diagnostics now, and then the customer will either decide not to repair it or it's unrepairable.
What's interesting about that, Mike, is it doesn't seem to be connected to the cost of the appliance as to whether it's repairable or not.
No, the costs are going up and the quality is going down.
Yeah. Is that universal, or can you still say, no, if you buy X brand or if you buy domestic, you're going to be somewhat protected from that?
I would say overall, lifespans have gone down on all products and all manufacturers. There are some out there, such as I know one of the questions here is about Speed Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Speed Queen is one of the is one of the top washers and dryers, mainly because it is still very basic and old school.
Mm-hmm.
You get the, you know, if you look at your washer today, you got a plastic drum. Theirs is like literally a 55 gallon drum.
Wow.
I mean, it's still metal. They're heavy, not a lot of electronics, a lot of old school dials and things of that nature.
So that keeps it simple and therefore less breakdown.
Exactly.
But Speed Queens are expensive.
They're very expensive. You could pay 2 to 3 times what a regular washer will cost.
But do you think it's worth it?
It probably is over time, but I don't find most people are willing to put the expense up front.
Well, we spent $3,000 for the matching Maytag washer and dryer, fancy looking, you know, carbon black color, you know.
Yeah.
But with I mentioned, we already have a problem with it.
Right. And that's what happens is a lot of these manufacturers are. They're pushing features and colors and things of that nature, but the actual quality themselves is just not there.
803-0930 to Lewiston now. Rob, good morning. You're next.
Hey, fellow Maytag front-loaded washer.
Yes.
Moldy, smelly.
My wife figured out the mold thing. She leaves the door open.
You have to leave the door open.
Yeah.
Yep. We have a thing because I'm good at washing and then putting it in the dryer, but that's as far as I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I get yelled at for not dumping the tray and just cleaning out the gasket. So we do that. We leave the door open, but internally there's got to be something brewing in there because after a few days of not washing, that first load goes in. You can definitely smell it.
There's an additive I think my wife is using.
Yeah, it's called a fresh.
Yeah.
Because you have an inner and outer drum and there's a very small gap in between the two, that's where all the crud builds up. If you run a fresh on a hot water cycle, it'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. It'll break it up and send it on its way.
Okay.
But that stuff is clinging. Like if you had any kind of moldy, slimy stuff on a gasket, you wouldn't be able to just rinse it. You'd actually have to wipe it.
Wipe it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've heard descalers. Is that something that you would put in?
I don't recommend descalers. I wouldn't put anything in there. A descaler would be more for a dishwasher as opposed to a washing machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and
Rob.
You wouldn't take it apart in some fashion, or is there a way to get to that?
No,
you
do not want to take your washer apart in that way. There's bearings in there, there's seals in there. You cannot recreate the factory, the way they put it together in a factory, and you will have leaks.
Mm.
Isn't it amazing they could build something so efficient, but yet you can't get to the place that you need to clean it?
It's a very good point.
And you got to deal with the odor.
That's a very good point.
Right. That's one of the reasons why most of my customers that have front loaders now are going back to top loaders.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Try the afresh, Rob, and see if that helps.
Say it again?
Try the afresh, as Mike said, and see if that helps.
Okay, will do.
It's spelled A-F-F-R-E-S-H.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll run out and get it.
All right, Rob.
Get me out of trouble.
All right, good luck with that.
Take care.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBN. Yeah, we have texters who are writing in. One of them is, who or where do you call to arrange to have your dryer delinted?
Well, if it's the actual dryer itself, that is something that I could perform. I could take it apart, clean it.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a little tune-up on it. Mm-hmm. You know, besides cleaning it, we would check all the belts, the rollers. You know, if you got any squeals going on or rumbling, that's all stuff that I would take care of. If it's a vent line, you would want to call somebody like Indoor Air.
Right. They're offering you a discount this week to do that. Dominic, could you please ask your guest about Speed Queen, which we did speak about, washer and dryers, and they're as good as I've heard they are. And that's certainly something you would substantiate.
I would agree, yes, 100%.
Any suggestions for a one-year-old microwave? The push mechanism to open the door is starting to stay depressed instead of popping quickly back out. I would like to head off failure if possible.
Well, for that one there, I would look at the handle itself and also the door switches. There are safety switches, so that when you open the door, it stops working.
Mm-hmm.
They do get worn out. They have little cams on them and so forth, so they will get worn out.
And unfortunately, a microwave is an appliance that you'd say throw out.
For the most part, it's very rare that I would fix one. In a rare instance where it's a space issue or it had to fit in a certain spot or something like that. Otherwise, they've become disposable.
Okay. Hi, Dominic. Please ask your guest what he thinks about Amana products. I have a refrigerator from 1999 that is still working great. Hopefully, I didn't just jinx myself. I bet you did. You're going to be calling next week and say your Amana broke down.
That's pretty good.
1999. Yeah. 25 years
old. That's pretty good. Amana is actually a Whirlpool product, which is also now Maytag as well. So it's considered their entry-level product, if you will. But however, that's probably why
more of a marketing gimmick than a manufacturing gimmick.
Yeah, it's marketing.
Gimmick, right?
And it's probably a basic refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Therefore, that's probably why she's getting the longevity out of
there
it.
There you go.
Yep.
803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. We're certainly very honored to have a list of great sponsors of this program, and one of them, of course, is my friends at Ava Roofing. It's Dominic here. When it comes to jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that is known for its excellent work. So whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or you can go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment there. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ask about that. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Amazing acrobats, death-defying aerialists, hilarious hijinks, contortionists, jugglers, and more. Don't miss the excitement when Cirque de la Symphony returns to Klein Hans Music Hall Friday, April 12th at 10:30 a.m. and Saturday the 13th at 7:30 p.m. Veteran Cirque performers from around the world provide jaw-dropping entertainment, choreographed to classic and pop favorites, including Swan Lake, Carmen, Sleeping Beauty Suite, and the Superman March, performed by your Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Call 716-885-5000 or visit bpo.org. Today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIKE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIKE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIKE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
Buffalo Sabres season ticket memberships are now available for the 2024-25 season. Lock in with your favorite seat location and don't miss a second of the action next season.
Score! This place is juiced!
Your membership will get you savings off of single game pricing, access to exclusive events and in-game experiences, plus discounts on concessions and merchandise at the Sabres store and more. Visit sabres.com/membership to learn more today.
At Odyssey, we help protect this planet we all share through our One Thing sustainability initiatives. We donate $1 million of media every year to local environmental nonprofit organizations. And this month, our Odyssey teams will be out in our local communities cleaning up, planting trees, and more. When we each do one thing, it becomes 100, 1,000, a million things for our planet. What's your one thing? For more, download the free Odyssey app or go to odyssey.com/one thing.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. That's right. They are top-notch, folks. From stunning luxury vinyl, vinyl tile and vinyl plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's the website, FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Their showroom is at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. Oh, and by the way, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 1052 is Hammer Time. A friend of mine just sent me this. A Carmel-based Midwest geoscientist has created a one-of-a-kind telescope for safe viewing on Monday. Midwest Geosciences Group has built a one-of-a-kind telescope for safely witnessing the anticipated eclipse, and in partnership with the city of Carmel, Indiana, will bring the telescope to the city's official viewing event at Carmel City Hall. You can watch live MidwestGeo.com, MidwestGeo.com. So if you're interested in that, MidwestGeo.com. Mike Mastrangelo has been our guest for the hour, and we still have time for you at 803-0930 as we go to Clarence and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning. I'm having a heck of a time finding somebody to get rid of my old appliances. I have a Maytag washer and a Whirlpool electric dryer. I haven't used in years and years when I moved from a different place, and they're just sitting there. I just want to get rid of them. Any ideas?
Well, yeah, that's a problem because they're difficult to get rid of. My suggestion would be is there are, you know, various scrap guys in, yeah, on Marketplace and Facebook and things like that that will come and
what
get them.
What about the metal recycling places?
Well, if you go over to any of the recycling places, they'll take them, but you got to get them there.
Yeah,
you know, and unfortunately, there's if you go over there, you'll see a big pile of them.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You might want to try calling the Got Junk people and see if they'll maybe. Sometimes they'll take things in trade for the value of what they might be, mm-hmm, recycling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I see.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Let's go to our next, which is text. My garbage disposal runs and makes the usual sound, but nothing gets ground up. Any ideas?
Well, that sounds like the cutters inside are not turning or spinning for whatever, mm-hmm, reason. Mm-hmm. I would want to know if is it sure it's not jammed up, because they do jam.
Yeah, just reach your hand in and
don't do that. There is a nut that you can turn,
right,
with an Allen wrench and,
right,
see if it's jammed up. If not, probably time to replace.
Okay, I have my grandmother's GE 120 volt electric dryer from 1965. Still works great. Only had to replace the belt about 10 years ago.
Keep it going.
You must not be using it.
Keep it going as long as you can.
Does your guest recommend purchasing the extended warranties for a dryer, a dishwasher, or a refrigerator?
My philosophy on that is only for the refrigerator. I don't believe that They've done some statistics and so forth. For any of the other appliances, it doesn't pay in the end.
Okay, interesting. Let's go to Amherst now. Veronica, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I have a dishwasher. It's a couple years old. I run it about every other day, and for some reason, I have mildew in it. I have never had mildew in any of my dishwashers.
Hmm. Okay. Are you closing it completely and tightly every time you empty it?
No, I leave it cracked open.
Okay, because that's one of my wife's tricks, too. She leaves a dishwasher ajar.
Are you seeing water in the bottom when you're not using it?
There's always a little bit left.
Ah.
Yeah, therein lies your problem. For some reason, you shouldn't really have any water left in the dishwasher when you're not using it.
Maybe it's that little disposal thing.
It could be. It could be something's clogged up, or you check your drain, or there's something else going on.
I didn't know. We don't have one of those at home, but in the dishwasher at our cooking school has one, and it's a Bosch. And what this is, it looks like a little drain thing, Veronica. You take it apart, you just unscrew it, just turn left and it lifts out, and there's usually food clogged in there, and then you just relock it after you wash it out. That's all that's happened to us, actually, with that unit. So check if you have one. What brand is it?
Oh, I think it's pretty basic because I didn't need a whole lot of bells and whistles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking to see. I had thought it had something to do with the fact that there's no more bleach in or chlorine bleach in any of the soap.
How old is this dishwasher?
Just a couple years. Yeah. It's a GE.
I bet you have this drain that you don't know you have.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's something going on that you're holding water, and that's why you're getting the mildew.
Check
there
that out.
There is a strainer in the bottom.
There you go.
But my husband's taken that out.
Okay, but you can also
run. There is a Fresh is available for dishwashers as well. You can run that as well. It might be something you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So I would try that product called the Fresh for the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have bought that. I have run it. I have checked everything I can find online as far as running vinegar in a dish. I want to know what's safe to remove the mildew.
You know, here's one other thing that it could be: the elevation that the dishwasher is sitting at. Mm-hmm. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. The line is not letting the water all drain out.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something to do with the water that you have sitting there.
Yeah. So it may go back to the installation.
Okay, we'll check that.
Okay, good luck, Veronica.
Thank you.
As you mentioned, Mike, you'd have to deal with a cabinetry when you're talking about a dishwasher installation, which is complex.
Yep.
Let's go to Tonawanda and speak with Leona. Good morning, Leona. You're on WBN.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about my side-by-side Whirlpool refrigerator freezer. Manufacture date is 11/89. It works perfectly. Everything is cold except when it turns off, it makes this horrible thumping noise.
Okay.
Can that be fixed?
When it turns off, what do you mean when it turns off? When you shut the door?
When it runs.
Oh, when the compressor runs.
It sounds like it's the compressor itself that's kicking on and off, which truthfully at that age wouldn't be surprising.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not something, you definitely wouldn't repair it.
Okay.
Say that again, you would not?
No, you would not repair it, not at that age and the
cost.
Probably
never find the parts.
You never find the parts. And you're dealing with refrigerants that are outdated and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Is it okay?
I would just use it until it doesn't run anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks.
Hopefully, it'll be a few more here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks for all of your calls today.
Much.
My pleasure. It's great having you on, Mike, and we'll look forward to having you on again in the future. Give everyone your contact information.
716-491-5691. I also do have a new website, masterappliancerepairwny.com.
Okay. We'll look forward to having you on, as they say, in the near future. Well, we will see you Monday out at the roaming around Clarence. That's my duties, is to report from Clarence. And we're looking forward to that and, of course, all our coverage here on WBEN. We usually rebroadcast at 6 p.m., but that not today because Tom Puckett's special on the Eclipse is broadcast at 6 p.m. So be sure to tune in for that. See you Monday. Have a great week, everybody. And remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.